guys, welcome to Fit Meg, and today is the last thing I should be doing is vlogging, really. My house is in craziness. Yes, the floors are done in my kitchen, but now I have no water, and I've had no water for days in the kitchen, so that's a little crazy. I'm trying to clean up all the dust and everything, but the kitchen's not quite done, as you can see here. I don't have all my fancy lighting on me, so I'm looking a little rough here. And I was having a bit of a rough weekend and a rough day, I wasn't gonna vlog. I was like, I have to clean the house, I have to do a million things, you know, oh, boo-hoo me, I've got a lot to do. And then I thought, no, I need to vlog because right now it's fresh, right? So what I thought about today was, you know, everything seems like, oh my God, everything's crazy, my house is a crazy mess, you know, I have no water, my baby's teething and he's not sleeping all the time and stuff. So everything seems chaotic and insane. First of all, I feel like when things like this are happening, we have to realize these are often golden worries, right? I mean, you know, me and my husband were talking the other day, it really is a golden worry that we're worried about our awesome kitchen renovation and all this. I mean, we're lucky that we can do this, right? And also our baby. I mean, I wished for this baby for years, like, yay. I know he's crying and keeping me up and going crazy, but we have to think about how amazing it is I have a baby. So I'm thankful. I guess it comes down to being thankful for things that we have and not always complaining about everything and having, you know, everything's annoying and even if it's annoying, we need to realize like it's an awesome annoying, right? Secondly, I wanted to talk about the big thing that, you know, in the end, you go through hard times, you go through difficult life stages, and some are more difficult than others for different people. And I don't want to discount that or take that away from anyone, but I just wanted to say, you know, after you've been through them, after a while, when there's some time between you and the situation or problem, you're going to end up laughing about it. I hope, if you have an okay attitude about things, because for me, I can go through craziness. My last pregnancy, like, oh, I felt like I was going to die. It was so awful. It was just, I had gained a lot of weight and I was older and just, it wasn't what the first one was for sure. So it was very difficult, very hard, but now I laugh about everything. Same as childbirth. People go through that all the time. It's an insane procedure and craziness going on and, you know, hurtful and difficult, but look, we get over it. We want to have another kid. You know, so things like that, and not just things like that, even death, even really difficult situations in your life, you can look back and laugh about things. There's moments, I don't want to say I laugh about death, but, you know, very close people to me have died and I've laughed, you know, I think they would like me to laugh about situations, just situations at the end that were happening, or I know at my grandfather's funeral, they messed up his name and it was a funny thing. Things like that. I think it's important that we laugh about these things, laugh about tragedies and things like that. You know, don't take everything so serious and so let everything upset you so much and never get over it. I laugh about all my births of my children. I laugh about, you know, how crazy I couldn't sleep through my whole pregnancy last time. I'll be laughing about all these kitchen renovation problems soon. You know, we'll be laughing about it. It seems at the time so important and so difficult and everything's wrong and you're so annoyed. And, you know, I have gone through that for sure. And it's happening still. I'm having quite the day today. But, you know, and when everything seems like it's going wrong, you have to just laugh at that too. Just laugh at the moment. I mean, what else can you do, right? So make sure you're taking life in a light, airy, laughy way sometimes. You know, if you're going through a tough time, either with, you know, your body or your family or whatever it is, your journey, you know, if there's something that's hard or something that's making you crazy, you know, do realize that, first of all, laugh at it at the time if you can. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes you're crying. Sometimes you're ripping your hair out. And second of all, laugh later. Know that you'll laugh later. So that's what I think. I think maybe I can't laugh right now about things, but... And thirdly, you know, just know that a lot of our worries are golden worries. You know, we're not living, you know, as bad a life as we think sometimes. So just enjoy that. Everyone has their problems. Let's laugh about them, laugh at them at the time, laugh at them later. Keep life light, keep smiling. Even if you don't feel like it, just throw a smile on and laugh and, have a good time, have a good life. Even if you're going through difficulties, it can be so hard, I know, but let's keep it happy, keep it positive. And it's easy to say that and hard to do, definitely for me too. It's not only everyone else, it's me too. Everyone's like, "You're so positive all the time." I'm not positive all the time. I just really try and force myself to be, and it really makes a huge difference. So, I've been having crazy days, but I'm trying to stay positive and send the message out to all of you guys. And most importantly, be thankful for everything you do have, okay? So focus on the good. Thanks for watching and stay tuned for some more normal video vlogs soon. Okay, we'll be going on vacation soon. We'll be vlogging from there. And yeah, thanks for watching. Subscribe.